Joy to the world. It's Christmas time at Abba's house. Every Sunday, we'll hear Christmas music from choirs of all ages as we worship the reason for the season. Plus, Pastor Ronnie Phillips and Pastor Ron Phillips will be bringing us a series called Joy to the World. We'll learn how God brings joy to the weary, to the wounded, to the worshiper, and to the world. Then on Christmas Eve, start your family celebration off with our Traditions Christmas Eve Communion Service at 5 o'clock. And all throughout the month of December, we'll be collecting toys for the Forgotten Child Fund. Drop off new unwrapped toys in the Abba's House lobby through December 16th and bring some joy to a child this Christmas.
Greetings, partners and friends. It's Pastor Ronnie Phillips, Jr., lead pastor here at Abba's House. Merry Christmas. Hope you're having a wonderful time with your family. Today I'm going to be bringing you a message, Call Him Counselor. In Isaiah chapter 9, the prophet Isaiah predicted the birth of Jesus Christ. It says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. I'm telling you, he is a wonderful counselor, and I choose to call him counselor. I hope this message will be a great blessing to you. He's our counselor. What does that mean? Well, wonderful, we learned last week, is Pele, and it is extraordinary, hard to understand. It is unimaginable. It is majestic. It goes above and beyond. He is wonderful, but he is counselor. The Hebrew word there is yavatz, and it means an advisor and a consultant, a giver, a planner, one who admonishes or speaks the truth. Occasionally, it means one who convicts or corrects. Do you know that we serve a God who is our consultant? He is our advisor. He is our mediator. He is one that gives counsel. I believe in psychology. I believe in the study of the mind. I believe in great Christian counseling. I want us to do more of that in the future. There have been times in my life where I've even sought counseling for different things, and I believe in that with all my heart. But there are some negative counselors in this country. There are some unbelievers in this country that would long to give you wrong counsel. But I'm telling you, there's one, and his name is above every name. His name is Jesus. And there are times in your life where the only good advice you'll get is from Jesus. The only good advice that will get you through the season that you are going through, the pain you are struggling with, is Jesus. A pastor won't cut it. A psychologist won't cut it. You need to learn how to get a hold of Jesus Christ. You need to learn how to get in the secret place of the Most High God. I can't get you there, but you can get there, amen, if you call on his name that is above every single name. Now, why might someone need a counselor? Maybe they were abused as a child, or maybe they suffered things as a child that were beyond their control. I tell you, we don't know the stories behind the faces in this room. And many of you don't know the story behind the face behind this pulpit preaching to you this morning. You don't know that I was in and out of three schools for fighting, defending my father because he was being slandered on the news at 8 years old. You don't know what it's like to have people make fun of your family. You don't know what it's like to have people hurt your family and witness people cursing at your parents at 8 years old. You don't know what it's like to be abused, to have things happen to you. Some people don't understand the pain behind the face of either a lost person or even a Christian brother or sister.
But I'm telling you, abuse and pain that happens to us when we're young might cause us to need counseling. What else? Loss. You suffer loss. You bury a child. You bury a family member. You bury someone close to you, and you can't really explain why you've suffered that loss, or you've lost things that are precious to you in your life, and you don't know how to deal with those things, and that might cause you to want to go see a counselor. Or maybe you're sick, and maybe you've been diagnosed with cancer, or you're standing in the breach for a family member that's battling sickness, like Mike and Marilyn have been these past few weeks, and so many others. That might cause you to want to seek counsel, a diagnosis, or some kind of trauma that can't be explained. Or maybe the physicians are having a hard time diagnosing your emotional pain or your physical pain, and you don't know how to process everything that you're going through this morning, but you've decided you need a counselor. Maybe you have a spirit of infirmity, or maybe you're depressed, or maybe you're anxious. I'm telling you, you need a counselor. So our hearts can't be trusted. Ungodly counsel can't be trusted. Who can be trusted? His name is Jesus. So I want to magnify the Lord this morning, if you'd give me the liberty to do so. I mean, because I believe that I wouldn't be here without Jesus. Amen. And He is wonderful. He is more wonderful than any service or any song you'll ever get to listen to or witness. He is more powerful than the strongest of men in the world. He has more authority than any president, any king, any ruler. He is above all, He is in all, and He will get you through it all if you can only submit to Him. So what kind of counselor is He? First, He's a qualified counselor. Everybody say, He's qualified. How's He qualified? Colossians says, it's in Him that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. He's qualified. He has the answer to every question. He knows the way that every person should go. He knows who you're supposed to marry. He knows who you're supposed to run from. Amen. He knows who you're supposed to engage with. He knows the patents for every business. He understands every issue that you'll ever face. He knows what to say to make a Samaritan woman come back to life. He knows what to say when they're out of wine at the wedding. He knows what to do if you're disabled. He knows how to speak to a Jew at midnight named Nicodemus that's educated. He is the counselor that knows the right words to say, no matter what race, no matter what religion. He knows what to say, when to say it, how to say it. He is a qualified counselor because of His wisdom. He is a qualified counselor because He has the authority to give counsel. You see, some people want to give counsel, but they don't have the authority. They want to give advice, but they've never done anything worthy of the advice they're trying to give. I tell you, if I'm going to seek counsel, I want to seek it from someone who's been where I want to go. I want to seek it from someone who knows the things that I don't know. God not only has the wisdom, He has the authority. He said in Matthew, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So when you need a counselor, do you want someone with a piece of paper framed on a wall, or do you want someone that has the authority of both heaven and earth? He has the authority. And not only does He have the authority, He taught His disciples as one who had authority, which means He didn't just hold on to this power for Himself. He knew how to take authority. He knew how to take authority at the right time. Moment, He takes action. So not only is He a qualified counselor, He is an understanding counselor. He understands when no one else understands. And really, that's the purpose of counseling. It's so you sit down with someone and you tell them all the heartache and hell and pain that you've been through that you don't deserve, and they say, I understand. And it's in those few words that comfort comes, because someone understands the pain that you're going through that you didn't deserve. He is an understanding counselor. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us in John. It says in Hebrews that Jesus, this counselor, was at all points tempted and tested like we are, but he was without sin. So he understands what we're going through. He knows where we've been. He knows where we're going. He understands the struggle in the midst of a storm. He understands. Everybody say he understands. He died for us and he loves us in spite of our mess, in spite of our sin, in spite of our struggle. He loves us. He's a qualified counselor, but he's an understanding counselor. I may not understand what you're going through, and you may not understand what I'm going through, but he understands. He understands when no one else understands. He understands. Not only is he a counselor that understands, he's available. He's an available counselor. The Bible says in James, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all. Everybody say all. All. Without finding fault. So God doesn't just handpick who he gives wisdom to. He's got wisdom for your needs. He's got wisdom for my needs. We just have to ask. There is power in the ask. You have to ask. I'm telling you, when my kids want something out of me, it helps to ask. If I know the need, I'll find a way to meet the need. Amen? But if you don't know the need, how can you meet the need? All we've got to do, the Bible says, is ask for that wisdom. Paul would tell us in Romans 5 that we have access to that wisdom by faith, which is a verb. It means you've got to move on his behalf and on your behalf. You have to take a step to engage with God if you're going to receive the wisdom that you need. He is available for you. He said he will never leave us or forsake us. Do you know that if you're a Christian this morning, that God has never left you? You've tried to leave him, but he's never left you. He's there in the night hours. He's there in the mornings. As David would say, everywhere I go, I can't get him out of my mind, and I can't get him off my back, and I can't get him out of my thoughts because he's there. He'll always be there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He would tell the disciples, lo, I will be with you always until the end of the age. I'm telling you, some people will leave you and they'll die and they'll go to heaven, and some relationships end and friendships transition, and people you thought were soulmates were nothing but teammates. But he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Somebody say amen. Everybody else may turn their back on you, but I'm telling you, I serve a Savior who hadn't left me yet. He hadn't left me yet. He won't leave you in your weak moments. He won't leave you during difficult days. He's an available counselor. He is available to you this morning. He's available to you. You cry out for Jesus, he'll answer you. Not only is he an available counselor, he's a caring counselor. He cares. Man, he cares about what's going on at Erlanger this morning and Memorial. He cares about what's going on in the rural areas and in the inner city and in the wealthy neighborhoods and in the middle class neighborhoods. You know, Jesus cares about all of it. He cares about all of it. He cares about every struggle that's going on in this place today. Many I don't know anything about. He cares. He's a caring counselor. That's why he is the greatest, and he is Pele, he is wonderful, because he knows and he cares. Not only does he cares in spite of the fact that some of these things might just be our fault. And he still cares. See, some people care as long as their methodology and their mindset matches the struggle you're going through. But Jesus cares at all times. He loves at all times. His love never fails. He loves you at all times. And he cares. He cares. Oh, I'm telling you, we need this caring counselor. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1 of the birth of Jesus. In the NIV, it says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother was betrothed, or in the NIV, pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, thank God for Joseph, but I'd have had a hard time wrapping my mind around that. I know y'all are all spiritual. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. So there's nothing wrong with the law. You got to have the law to have grace. You got to have a standard to experience grace. I promise you, when Joseph found out she was pregnant, his first response wasn't, "It must be God." So he's curious about all that's going on. But because he was a man of the law, because he had a standard, because he was a submitted man, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. Church needs to take a page from that book. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Everybody say, "Counselor." "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Counselor. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to the son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Joseph was not a rabbi, but a carpenter. God's still in the business of using the least and the unlikely and the undeserving to accomplish his miracles. He could have picked every religious rabbi in the nation, but he chose a carpenter, a faithful, submitted man to the law of God to steward his miracle in Mary. God chose faithfulness over intellect. Let me tell you, God's still choosing the faithfulness of people over their intellect. God will take faithful every time. It's grace out of humility, and this man was humble. The caring counselor always uses the unlikely, the undeserving, and even the unwelcome to accomplish great things. I remember Kelly and I will celebrate 17 years of marriage Monday. And hallelujah. Clap for her, not me. Hallelujah. She needs the clap more than I do. I don't know how she's put up with me quite this long. What a treasure God gave me and her. And I'm thankful for it every day. But our marriage wasn't ideal at the beginning. It was a struggle. We actually ran off to Catoosa County, Georgia to get married. Our honeymoon was at Taco Bell. Her brother Nick is in here this morning with his beautiful wife Erin, and Nick knew she was running off. He was a good kid. He covered for us as long as he could until the pressure got to be too much. But we ran off. And to get married in Georgia, there are a few things have to take place. You have to get blood work done, and there's all these things, and I had a little bit of money. But along that process of trying to be married as teenagers, we ran out of money. We couldn't get across the finish line of the process to become husband and wife. And I don't even know if you remember this, but we were standing there $60 short. I don't know if this was an angel, who it was, but a lady, probably about 55. I haven't seen her since. Don't know who she is. I don't know why she'd be where we were. Walks up and said, "The Holy Spirit told me to give you this money and that God is for this marriage." True story. Circumstances weren't ideal, but God had a miracle in store. And I'm telling you, I found out in that moment, God cares. God cares. He's a caring counselor. He sends people to where you are, be it magi from the east or astronomers or shepherds or soldiers or disciples. He knows your need before you do, and he sends people there to meet your need. Why? Because he cares. He cares. When no one else cares, he cares. Not only is he a caring counselor this morning, he's a published counselor. He's got a few books in print. Somebody say amen. 66 of them. He's a caring counselor. But he's a published author. Psalms 119 says, "Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors." Psalms 119 tells us his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. 2 Timothy chapter 3, all scripture. First verse I ever learned in seminary and dove into: all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Oh, I'm telling you, he's got the credibility needed. He's got the books in print. He's got all the qualifications needed for you to submit to him, accept him, and serve him. Hebrews would say the word of God is alive and it is active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It is powerful. It is anointed. It helps you through the darkest hours. I'm thankful for every movement. I'm thankful for every tongue, and Lord knows I've experienced it all. Oh, but I'm telling you, there's nothing to get you through a storm like the published work of Almighty God. There's nothing to get you through a storm like knowing the Word of God for yourself. If you know the Word of God for yourself, you don't have to jump from every movement. You won't have to copy things, because you'll know God's Word for yourself. And you'll know what he's called you to do and who he's called you to be. And you won't have to chase movements, because you've got his word in your heart. It's active and it's sharp. And it'll help get you through the most difficult of times. So I want to close this morning with a Christmas promise from the counselor from Psalm 16. This is the Psalm of David, but it's about Jesus, the published counselor. And this is what it says, Psalm 16, verse 7 through 10, if we can put that on the screen behind me. "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me." I'm here to tell you, his promise is that he'll give you wisdom in the night seasons of your life. He'll give you wisdom in the night seasons. It says, "I will keep my eyes on the Lord." The Christmas promise from the counselor is not only will he give you wisdom in the night season, he'll take care of your future. Everybody say, he's got the future in his hand. Not only that, he promises to be with you during the weak moments of your life, when you're tempted, when you fall, when you struggle, when your faith is in doubt. He promises he will never leave you and never forsake you. He says, "With him at my right hand, I'll not be shaken." He is at your right hand. Somebody say amen. "I will not be shaken." Let me tell you, if you're depressed this morning, you don't have to stay there. If you're in despair this morning, or you're struggling, or your faith in doubt, you don't have to stay there. Somebody say amen. He won't leave you there in the realm of the dead, because that's what depression is. It's a heaviness that makes you feel dead. But you don't have to stay there, because the counselor's leading you out. And finally, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Can I tell you, Christmas promise is that he knows the way home. Amen? I tell you, I've heard some great stories through the holidays over the years, but I heard a story one time about a young prodigal who was gone, and his mother prayed from December 1st all the way to Christmas Day. And on Christmas Eve, the counselor revealed to this mother where this adult wayward son was at and that he was trying to get home. She sent her husband to the exact spot where this man was hitchhiking, and he came home. Happened in North Carolina. I'm telling you, the counselor will lead you home. Home may be a feeling. Home may be heaven if you're lost. Home may be a church that you need to join and connect with to have a mission and a purpose and a family. But whatever home is, the counselor has the steps to get you there.
Amen. He is a published counselor. He is a counselor that will save your soul. If you just ask Jesus to forgive you and come into your heart, that little baby that was born in a manger will save your life, because he is now sitting at the right hand of the Father as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I hope this broadcast has been a great blessing to you. In fact, I hope our ministry has been a great blessing to you. I'm going to ask you to put us on your Christmas list. You know, we pay to be on television, and I had a gentleman tell me on the golf course how much this broadcast has meant to him. In fact, he gave me a few $100 that I gave to this church so that we could be on television and be a blessing to you. We would encourage you, if the Lord has blessed you, to bless our ministry so we can take this message of grace to the ends of the earth and to our city. We love you. Merry Christmas. And I hope our ministry here at Abba's House has been a great blessing to you this year.
Fully Alive, the 2019 Fresh Oil New Wine Conference is coming to Abba's House March 3rd through 6th. Host Pastor Ronnie Phillips leads a week of powerful speakers with Jensen Franklin, pastor of Free Chapel, Bishop Dale Bronner from Word of Faith Family Worship Cathedral, Ron Phillips, pastor emeritus of Abba's House, and morning sessions with Todd Zeiger, Paulette Phillips, Donnie Brannon, and Jacob King. Plus, new this year, afternoon breakout sessions for church leaders. See the complete schedule at fonw.com. Go online to register. Plan to join us in Chattanooga for Fully Alive, March 3rd through 6th at Abba's House.